بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, I have on my laptop I use an external keyboard which is an ergonomically designed wireless keyboard by Microsoft, which is supposed to help you not to have carpal tunnel injuries and so on. So that keyboard has been malfunctioning. So initially, for the last few days, what was happening was that it was hanging. So every time I type something, it won't come. Then I will type again and multiple times before it comes. And finally, this morning, it seems to have given up the ghost. So it's not, I mean, no matter what I do, there's no effect on the screen. It's not typing at all. The reason I'm saying this is not to warn you against buying Microsoft products. I think that's also a good idea. But because it reminds me that this is what life is. Life is to understand that our actions in this life are like a keyboard. Or they are like any input device, which must have an effect on the outcome. So if I am typing something, it must show up on the screen. It must do something. If I am writing a program, it must show up somewhere. If I am moving my mouse and selecting something, it must select. If my action does not produce the kind of reaction that I need, then my action is useless. Right. So, either my action can have two things. One is either I am making an action which has no effect. So, like my keyboard this morning, no matter what I type, there is no effect. Or, even worse, it has the opposite effect. It has a wrong effect. Right. So, for example, if you type something and then you find your disk got formatted or something and you lost all your data, who knows, right? So, the point is that both of these, an action that produces no positive reaction or an action that produces a negative reaction, both are harmful. Obviously, the second one is more harmful than the first. So, in life also, the key is to remember that our amal in this dunya have an effect in the akhirah. And to continuously monitor this, everything. That's why I love the quote of Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi in his Riyadhus Salihin, in the opening chapter, in the introduction of the book, where he says, he is talking about niyya, and he says, al-idharu niyya fi kulli aqwal wa fi kulli amal wa fi kulli ahwal al-barizatu wal-khafi. He says the awareness of the niyya, the realization, the thought about the niyya, why am I doing something? The ikhlas of the niyya, fi kulli aqwal, in everything that we speak. He's not saying only in important things or only in things related to religion or only in things related to business, everything. Fi kulli aqwal. وَفِي كُلِّ أَعْمَالٍ, and in everything we do, small, big, whatever. وَفِي كُلِّ أَحْوَالٍ, and in every situation, in every hal that we find ourselves in. So the awareness of the niyya in every single condition, whether I am happy, whether I am unhappy, whatever the situation. الْبَارِزَةُ وَالْخَفِي, whether this is in the outside awareness or whether it is inside. So it might be a thought. Is that thought a good thought? Is it a clean thought? Is it a positive thought? Or is it a negative thought? Is it taking me down some negative spiral? Such a beautiful definition of the niyya. And that is the whole key. The whole key is to live a life of awareness and understand that every action we do has a corresponding reaction. The action has its own effect here, in the dunya. But for example, to give you a few simple examples, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that when a Muslim meets another Muslim for the sake of Allah, not for any reason, any worldly reason. When a Muslim meets another Muslim, he says salam to him, he shakes hands with him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives both their sins before they part. So now, however, if you meet somebody, you smile at the person, you say salam alaikum, you shake his hand, he is happy, you are happy, so you have a reaction in this dunya. But also there is a corresponding reaction in the akhirah, sins have been forgiven. Right? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man was going somewhere from one village to another village. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel. The angel came to him in the form of a human being. And he asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to this place. He said, for what? He said, to meet so and so. He said, why? He said, for no reason. He is my brother. I'm just going to meet him. So say salam, find out how he is and all that. He said, no, no, are you going? Do you have some, does he owe you money or you owe him money? You're going to return the money or take the payment? He said, no. He said, is there some business deal or some other reason? He said, no. I am going only to meet him because he is my Muslim brother. And I just haven't seen him for a while. I want to find out how he is doing. Just for salam alaikum, alaikum salam. So the angel said to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent me. I am an angel. I am not a human being. Allah sent me to tell you that because of this reason you are going, because of this niyyah, only to meet your Muslim brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven your sins and his sins. So, effect in this dunya, obviously, if somebody comes to meet you, there's a friend of mine who lives in UP, Sandeep Singh, very old friend of mine. So, Sandy called me one day, he said, I'm coming to Hyderabad, can I stay with you? I said, of course, if you come, you have to stay with me. So, he came. And I picked him up from the airport, he came home. We had dinner and all that. Next morning, I told him, okay, Sandy, so, any work? Need to do anything? Can I take you anywhere? He said, no. I said, what do you want to do? He said, nothing. I just want to sit here. I said, well, you came for what? He said, I came to see you. That's all. So, we'll spend time together. That's it. 2 days, I'll be here. I want to spend time with you. I tell you, this happened almost 7-8 years ago. Till today, I remember it. And imagine, just somebody comes all the way from Delhi to Hyderabad, only to meet me, nothing else. He's got no agenda. And I'm used to people meeting me for their reasons, and after they have finished, they don't even say thank you. Ajeeb. So, effect is there in the dunya, and the effect is in the akhirah. Rasulullah said, a smile is sadaqah. We also know a smile is good for human relations. You know, smile at people, people are happy. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sadaqah, which means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will actually reward you for that smile. Can you imagine? Just think about this. On the day of judgment, that one smile will be a deed on your scales. And what is the value of one deed before Allah? The difference between Jannah and Jahannam. One single deed. One single deed is the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. And that deed is just one smile. Salam. Feeding somebody, you feed somebody, obviously people are happy, you get a good name and so on. But if you feed somebody for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, that whole point is this. You're not doing it for the good name, you're doing it to please Allah. When you feed somebody for the sake of pleasing Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you Jannah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger is cooled with charity. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a person does sujood here on this earth, but his sajda is actually before the arsh of Ar-Rahman, before the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, these two rakat of sunnah before fajr, right? Two rakat of sunnah before fajr. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is better than, he didn't say it's equal to, he said it is better than this whole earth and everything it contains. Just this two rakat, just two rakat. Now imagine, what about the fard? Fard obviously has more reward because sunnah is sunnah for this fard. But two rakat of sunnah, that is the reward. So, that's what I remind myself and you is, let us look at our actions and say, what are my actions doing? Our actions, as I said, have our own benefit. For example, you get married. You get married for yourself, alhamdulillah. But if you do that marriage according to the sunnah of Rasulullah, according to the Sharia of Islam, it is ibadah. Allah will reward you for this marriage. But on the other hand, you do this marriage to please the world and you do all kinds of ostentatious rubbish, you do all kinds of, you know, all kinds of functions and ceremonies and stuff which is nothing to do with Islam, that marriage becomes a means of earning the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so on and so on. I mean, I don't have to give you more examples. I think examples are enough. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to do that which pleases Him and to live our lives with awareness and not simply by default like robots. Let us live our lives with awareness. Let us think before we talk, before we do anything, to see whether this action or this speech, what is it earning for me? Everything is earning something. It's earning something good or something bad. What is it earning for me? وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِيهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ